Now we're going to continue the series of faith in crisis.
那接下来我们要继续来谈信仰中的危机。
We talk about another crisis.
我们要继续谈下一个危机。
Which is our faith gradually turned into being lukewarm.
那就是我们的信仰就越来越温，越来越不火热。
不冷不热
啊，不冷不热。
Let's turn to Revelation.
我们看启示录。
Chapter 3.
我们看启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章
verse 14,
第十四节
14 to 16,
十四到十六节
Let's read again.
我们一起读
1, 2, 3. 你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说 15. 我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你若冷若热 16. 你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。 This is the last statement, last rebuke of the churches by the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵对撒迪教会最后的一个
老底家教会，
老底家教会
最后的 church in Laodicea.
对，在老底家教会最后的一个责备。
That the Holy Spirit writes to the church.
这是圣灵写给这个教会的一个信。
To explain to the church that what is wrong.
来跟教会说明说什么是错的。
Here the Bible said the Holy Spirit is rebuking the church is being lukewarm in the faith.
这边圣灵责备老底家教会说他们在信仰上不冷不热。
What does it mean being lukewarm?
怎么样算是不冷不热的信仰呢？
Lukewarm, this means it's not very hot.And also not very cold.
那就是它不冷也不热。
According to some Bible scholar,
那根据一些圣经的学者
，the city of Laodicea located in a very unique place.
老底家这个地方是一个很特别的地方。
The nearby there are two kind of springs.
那它靠近这个城市两边有两个泉源。
We know that there are two kind of spring. One spring is hot spring.
那我们知道有两种泉，一种是温泉。
That when the spring water gushing out.The water is very, very hot.
那它涌出来的泉水是很热的。
And you can even bathe in it and relax.
那你可以在沐浴在其中，然后放松。
Or the water is so boiling, so hot, you can use it for hot water.
那如果它更热的话，你甚至可以拿它来用热水。
But we know that another kind of spring, when the water gushing out, is cold. There's no temperature inside.
那我们知道还有另外一种是冷泉。
And also because the underground water is cold.
那因为地下水很冷
，so when it gushing out, the water is very icy cold.
所以它涌出地表的时候就非常的冰冷。
So according to some scholar, they said when these two kind of spring water also enter the city of Laodicea.
所以根据圣经的学者，这两股泉源涌到老底家这个地方的时候
，so sometimes when they mix, the water become lukewarm.
在这里的两股泉源交汇就变成不冷不热。
And Holy Spirit may use this kind of reference to describe the faith of the members at that time.
也因此圣灵用这样的比喻来告诉说老底家教会他们信徒不冷也不热。
We can always use temperature to describe our relationship.
我们都可以用一个温度来衡量我们信仰中的关系。
If the two-person relationship is very close, the temperature is kind of high.
我们人际关系中，如果你非常的亲近，那你的温度就非常的高。
For example, if today I come here to Pacifica,
那举例来说，我今天来到太平洋教会。
I'm a newcomer. I don't know anyone.
我是一个新来的我不知道任何人。
People look at me, say, "Oh, okay," and then they turn away.
那如果人家就是看着我见面点个头就走的话
they don't even say anything.
他们一句话也不说。
Oh, I can feel the temperature.
那我就可以感受到这样的温度。
Oh, it's kind of. You cannot say they ignore you. They say hi to you, but there's nothing.
那你不可以说这个你感到很温暖，因为也不能说他们很冷漠，因为他好像有又好像没有跟你打招呼。
Did they say hi?
他们有说 hi,
but that's all.
但这也是就他只有说 hi.
Oh, sometime in a relationship.
那例如其他是如果有时候在关系里面，
the relationship is very distant.
如果你们的关系距离非常的遥远
，sometimes just like lukewarm.
那就会变得不冷也不热。
Now why did God doesn't like lukewarm in temperature of our relationship with Him?
那为什么神不喜欢我们与他的关系不冷也不热呢
？Because God's temperature is always very hot.
因为神的温度是永远的热。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
我们看撒加利亚书
，Zechariah
撒迦利亚书
chapter 1
第一章
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 14
撒迦利亚书一章十四节
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 14
一章十四节
Let's read
我们一起读
好 1, 2, 3与我说话的天使对我说你要宣告说万军之耶和华如此说我为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其火热 Zechariah chapter 1 verse 14 right? Are we showing this? 自己翻圣经也可以啊Right.
I can
don't rely on the screen. The screen is only for those the eyes very dim cannot read Bible.
我们这个荧幕是准备给就是眼睛比较不好的信徒。
You are young, you still can read Bible. You should flip Bible. Otherwise, at the end, you don't even know where is which book.
如果你还很年轻的话，你就要自己翻圣经。
Don't look at the screen. You have to read from your Bible.
不要依赖这个荧幕，要用你自己的圣经。
Right. So, is it showing now? 有了哦。Okay.So here said, God said, My heart to Zion, my heart to Jerusalem is extremely zealous.
这里神说我为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其的火热。
Hot, super hot.
是不只是热是非常的热。
Why? At that time, in Jerusalem, the faith of the people are very cold or very lukewarm.
那为什么这里会这样说？是因为那时候耶路撒冷那边的信徒，他们的信仰非常的冷。
They try to rebuild the temple.
他们尝试要重建圣殿。
But they face obstruction, they face opposition.
但是他们遇到了很多的阻挡。
So they have stopped the project.
所以他们就停止了这项工程。
They have stopped for more than a decade.
他们停止了超过了十年。
So their heart is kind of given up.
所以这个火热就已经消失了。
Every time they go to the site, they see the foundation is finished, but there's nothing built there.
那他们每次到这个重建圣殿的地点，他们就看到地基，但是就只有地基而已。
But they have no feeling.
他们没有任何的感觉。
How can you have no feeling when you see your own house is only the foundation is there?
当你看到你的房子，自己的房子这个地基，你怎么可以没有感觉，没有热情呢？
If this is your own house.
如果这是你自己的房子
You dug the foundation, but you're not able to build it. How do you feel?
如果你可以，你已经建了地基，但是你没有办法继续往上建，你会有什么感觉呢？
Oh, when the enemies, all the Gentiles are laughing at you.
当所有你的敌人都在笑你的时候
Is this what your Lord or God mighty temple looks like? There's only a hole here.
他可嘲笑地说，你看啊，你们的神就只给你们这个地基而已，什么都没有。
But at that time, the members, the chosen people did not really care.
那时候受拣选的这群人他们 不介意也不在意。
They went back to Jerusalem supposed to rebuild the temple.
他们回到耶路撒冷是为了要重建圣殿。
But at the end, they feel that it doesn't bother me anyway.
但是当他们建完地基以后他们就觉得这好像也不是这么的重要。
There's a temple, it's okay. There's no temple here, it's okay.
就觉得有圣殿很好啊没有也没差。
Now, I just focus on my life.
我只要过好我的生活就好。
This is called very lukewarm.
这就是一个不冷不热的。
You are here, it's okay.
你在这里很好。
You go, I also don't care.
你走也没差。
This is called lukewarm.
这就是不冷不热。
But the Lord temperature is not like this.
但是神的温度不是这样的。
The Lord temperature is super hot, super zealous.
神的温度是非常火热。
Because this is His house.
因为这是他的殿，他的
家。It's desolated.
他这个家已经被遗弃没有然后已经杂草丛生
People don't care.
大家都不在意这个
My name is a shame.
神的名已经受到了羞辱
How can that be?
怎么可以这样呢
So the Lord's temperature is always 100 degrees.
所以主耶稣神他对我们的关系永远是非常火热
And also the Lord's love to us is very, very hot.
What?
The love of the Lord is very, very hot.
神对我们的爱也是非常火热的。
He loves His people.
他爱他的子民。
He wants to bless them.
他想要祝福他们。
So there's a difference between the temperature of the Lord and our temperature to Him.
所以有这个温度差就可以看出神对我们的温度还有我们对他们对神的温度。
This time I come to Pacifica, very special.
这次我很特别的来到太平洋教会。
When I arrive here.
当我到抵达的时候。
Wow, the weather is so hot.
温度非常的热
I feel like I am in Southern California.
我觉得我好像到了南加州
Oh, and yesterday.
像是昨天
I feel like I was in Africa.
我觉得我已经到了非洲
I have not been Africa for a long time, but I feel like Africa yesterday.
我虽然已经很久没有去非洲，但是昨天在这边就像在非洲的温度一样
I bring my suit, but sorry, I didn't wear today.
那虽然我带了西装，但是因为天气太热，
Because the weather is so hot.
神让这个天气太火热了。
But being hot is also good. So many members are here gathering. Wow, that make the temperature even hotter.
那这个天气已经很热，然后又有这么多的信徒，就让这个空间就更火热。
But I see the member, the interaction for those who came yesterday. You must have enjoyed the whole day spiritual convocation.
但是我看到大家昨天来参加的信徒，大家都非常的喜乐，然后很享受。
Wow, we pray in spirit for pray for a long time.
我们用圣灵在他这个殿里祷告。
A member told me,
有一些信徒告诉我
，When I pray yesterday, suddenly I shed tears.
在我祷告的时候，我突然我就开始流眼泪。
I haven't have this experience for a long time.
我已经好久好久都没有这样的感觉。
And when a member have fellowship, I see all of you talking in the canteen, in the cafeteria.
那在我也看到很多弟兄姐妹在这个爱厅里面来团契。
And then share the testimony, share the life.
然后互相分享他们的生活中的见证。
Only thing about the schedule is the break seems to be too short.
唯一的缺憾是我们的这个休息时间好像有点太短。
But when we come here, we also worship God with fervency.
但是当我们进到会堂里面，我们也是用火热的心来崇拜他。
So this time I feel that Pacifica is not cold, right? Not only the weather is hot, but I see some members is also very zealous.
所以这一次在太平洋不仅是天气很热，我看信徒们的信心大家也都很火热。
This is what God is looking for.
这就是神所他想要看到的。
God doesn't like our faith being lukewarm.
神不喜欢我们的信心不冷也不热。
You cannot say, you know, I'm not too hot, I'm not too fervent, but I'm not like lost sheep. I still come once a while.
我们不要说我们好像我们虽然没有很热心，但是我们不冷也不热，我们也没有迷失，我们还是有来。
Being lukewarm is not acceptable.
你有一份不冷不热的信仰不是可以接受的。
Let's turn back to chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3.
我们回到启示录第三章
verse 15.
第十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
启示录三章十五节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热。
16节。
你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必把我口中从你吐出去。
Wow. I want everyone to focus on verse 16.
我要大家来专注的看在这个第十六节。
There is only one faith, one temperature of faith is acceptable by God.
神只接受一种温度的信仰。
Right. God doesn't like cold, of course.
神当然不喜欢冷的信仰。
He said, "Oh, I wish you cold, wish hot or cold is a description. It's not really like God want you to be very cold."
那前面十五节，神说你或冷或热，它只是一种来形容，不是说你真的可以变很冷。
Because if you're very cold, sooner or later you'll forsake the Lord, you'll be lost totally.
因为如果你的信仰很冷的话，你就会直接弃绝这个信仰。
But being lukewarm is also not acceptable.
但是你的信仰如果不冷不热，这个是神不接受的。
Why? Let me explain.
我来解释为什么。
This coffee shop is called 85C, right?
对，有一个大家很出名的这个咖啡店叫85度 C,
from Taiwan.
是从台湾开过来的。
They sell coffee, they sell buns.
那他们卖面包，他们也卖咖啡。
The first time I come to California, they say, "I used to try 85C."
然后我第一次来加州的时候，人家就信徒就跟我说，你一定要 try 试试看这个85度 C.
Oh, then I ask, "Why 85C?"
然后我就问说，为什么一定要85度 C?
What? Not 80, not 70.
为什么不是80或者70度 C?
Then a member told me, "You don't know coffee, right?"
然后信徒就说啊，传道你不懂咖啡了。
Under 80 degree, you cannot brew coffee.
那个信徒就说八十度以下呢，这个就咖啡就没有办法来泡。
The flavor will not come out.
这个咖啡的风味就出不来。
Is it true, right?
是不是真的
？Right. I also drink green tea. I just drink tea at home.
我在家里我也喝绿茶。
Sometimes I'm lazy. I don't want to boil the water. I just use the pot water. It'll come out.
有时候我不想煮水，我就直接用锅子用烧水，然后倒进去。
And then the pot the water, the temperature is too low.
那个我就用自来水，然后自来水的水就很
电壶了，电
壶的水，然后这个
they keep a certain temperature, but the temperature is not that hot.
那它可以保温，但是这个温水就是不太热也不太冷。
And then the water, they use that lukewarm water to pour into my tea, wasted my tea.
然后这个水一冲到这个壶里，就把这个茶就浪费了。
I look at it, the leaf didn't spread.
我看了这个茶壶里面的茶叶，它因为温度不够，所以没有散开。
When I drink, it's terrible.
我喝的时候觉得很难喝。
I'm lazy. I should boil the water.
我真是太懒了，浪费了这壶好茶。
Lukewarm water is not good for anything.
那不冷不热的水是没有办法来做任何用途。
You cannot drink, you cannot make tea, you cannot make coffee with it.
你不能喝，你不能泡茶，你也不能泡咖啡。
Oh, you just fill your bathtub. Try to fill your bathtub with lukewarm water and then go inside. How do you feel?
那或是你就用泡一个不冷不热的浴缸的水，你会怎么感觉
？Of course, you don't like it.
你一定很觉得很讨厌。
In a relationship,
在一个关系里面
，you have to show that you have the seal, you have the dedication, you have the commitment.
你需要展现出你的诚意，你的热心，然后你已经准备好要来付出。
Like the way you treat your wife，
就像你对于你的性你的妻子的这个 you know? 的这个承诺
态度
态度。
A lot of men after they get married, they treat their wife as take it for granted。
那很多丈夫在结婚以后，他们就把妻子视为理所当然。
Treat them lukewarm，
那就是不冷不热的对待他们。
No, didn't say kind words to them。
不对他们说好的话
，didn't hug them，
不拥抱他们
，didn't help them to do housework，
那也不帮他们做家事
，didn't spend time with the wife，
那也不愿意与他们花时间
，but they stay in the home whole day，
但他们还是整天的待在家里
，but they do not express the love in a high temperature，
但是他们没有用高的这个温度来展现对他们对妻子的爱
，now this is how we treat God sometimes，
这有时候就是我们来对神的这样的一个态度
，so here verse 16， Holy Spirit say very clearly。
所以这边十六节圣灵讲得非常的清楚。
If you are lukewarm，
如果你是不冷也不
热 ，I will spit you from my mouth，
我就会从我的口中把你吐出去。
You know, don't try to think that you know I just make it barely make it right. I'm just okay in the middle. You know, I'm okay.
不要想说我就在大概就是不要太突出也不要太烂，我就中间就好。
My faith is lukewarm. I still go to church once a week.
我的信仰就刚刚好，不冷也不热，我一个礼拜去一次教会就刚好。
Yeah, I don't want to get too much involved in the church work.
我不想要太积极的参与教会的圣工。
I don't want to be too pursuing of the faith.
我也不想要太积极的追求我的信仰。
But I'll keep just once a week. I'll come here.
但是我就刚刚好一个礼拜来一次。
My heart doesn't feel anything.
我的心里感受不到什么任何的东西。
This is a crisis.
那这就是一个危机。
If you don't feel anything about the house of God,
如果你在神的家中你什么都感受不到的话。
If you feel nothing about the church.
如果你感受不到教会，你对教会没有任何的感觉。
You don't worry about the house of God.
你不为教会的事情来担心。
When people suffer, you don't feel pain.
当人家受到苦难的时候，你不为他们感受到痛苦。
When there's truth seeker come in, you don't feel the urge to try to help or to preach.
当慕道者来到教会，你没有感受到这个冲动想要传福音给他们。
You don't feel anything. This so-called spiritual numbness.
那这就像是你的信仰已经麻木了。
Brother and sister, are we feeling numb already to a lot of things?
弟兄姐妹们，你们是否已经感受到你对很多事情都麻木了？
This is very dangerous.
这是非常危险的。
When you feel numb,
如果你已经觉得很麻木
right? Let's say if your hand feel numb,
当如果你觉得手麻麻的
That can reflect that you have a deeper health problem.
那这就是你就知道你的身体可能出了问题。
If you don't feel anything in your mouth,
如果你的嘴巴感受不到任何东西
You don't feel anything about your leg,
你感受不到你的脚
You don't feel the pain.
你感受不到疼痛
numbness
就已经麻木了
at that time the church in Laodicea they are very numb
那时候在这个时候老底家教会他们的信徒就是已经麻木了
why they will feel so numb
为什么他们这么麻木呢
verse 17
我们来看十七节
verse 17 let's read together
十七节我们一起读
one two three
你说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Oh, this Holy Spirit point out what is the problem? What is the crisis?
这边圣灵就指出了哪里出了问题。
The problem is that their life is too comfortable.
问题就出在于他们的生活享受太富足了。
Laodicea was a big city.
老底家是一个非常大的城市。
It's being located in a commercial route and a lot of business opportunity.
那是一个商业重心，有很多做生意的好机会。
And then also member maybe they belong not to the grassroots but kind of middle class or the upper one.
那很多信徒当时就是中产阶级。
They have a lot of way to earn money.
他们有很多方法可以来赚钱。
So they are not the poorest of the poor.
所以他们也不是真的很贫穷。
Or maybe at the beginning they were poor but God has blessed them so that they are no more belong to the lower class.
那或许他们一开始是从比较低阶层开始，但是因为神的祝福，他们已经越来越有钱。
They become rich.
他们赚得了很多财富。
Now the problem usually is starting when our life become comfortable and we become rich.
那问题就出在这里，当我们的生活富足，拥有一切我们所需要的东西的时候
the problem will come.
问题就会跑出
来。Oh, but there's nothing wrong to be rich. God wants us to be rich.
那当然，你有一个很丰富的人生，不是没有任何的问题，神希望我们富足。
If you are physically doing well off, it is God who bless you.
如果你的物质生活很丰富，那是感谢神，很祝福。
And you have been praying for that. God bless you that you get a good job. You have good return on investment.
感谢神，让你的投资有很大的回报，你有好的工作。
Or you have good education. You get a good job after you graduate.
你有好的教育，然后你拿到好的工作。
But usually what we see is after a church or member, they'll become well off.
但是通常我们看到当一个信徒他越来越富足的时候，他就会忘记神。
They become more and more far from God.
他们就离神越来越远。
Become lukewarm.
他就变得不冷也不热。
I remember many years ago.
我记得很多年前。
There was a newly baptized member.
有一位刚受洗的一个信徒。
When he first believed.
当他来刚信来信教会的时候
，He came on Friday, he came on whole Saturday.
他星期五、星期六都会整天参加聚会。
Because he really find the truth is very precious.
因为他觉得他找到了这个非常珍贵的信仰。
Because he didn't grow up in the church.
因为他不是在教会里面长大的。
He only after he left his country and find the truth and God guide him into the true church.
那是他离开他原本的国家，然后神带领他来到真耶稣教会来查找到真的道理。
And he has been praying that God bless his business.
那他一直祷告，神也祝福他的生意。
Become bigger and bigger.
那就他的生意就越做越大。
We can tell that he from a small house, one of the bigger house.
他就房子越换越大。
And small car, bigger car.
然后车子越开越高级。
And then his business grow even bigger.
那他的生意就更加的兴旺。
And then, but at the same time, we can see him less and less in the church.
那同时他也越来越少来教会。
Because he's so busy.
因为他太忙了。
You've got so many investment to take care.
他有太多的投资需要他去照顾。
Yeah, he even take pictures with the politicians.
那他甚至常常会需要跟这些政治人物来交流。
Because when the business get bigger, you need more connection to maintain it.
因为你生意越做越大，你就要有政商关系很好。
You have to mingle with the politician.
你需要跟这些政府打好关系。
And then when do you do these kind of things?
那你什么时候可以做这些事呢
？Saturday.
那就是星期六。
Weekend.
周末。
And you can see more and more he disappears slowly, slowly from the church radar.
那这位弟兄他就慢慢慢慢的渐渐的退出了教会。
And then also his children too.
那最后他的小孩也一样。
Sometimes I ask God.
有时候我就问神。
Why do you bless our members?
为什么你要祝福我们的教会的弟兄姐妹们呢
？Because God loves them, so God bless them physically.
因为神爱他们，所以他祝福大家。
But at the same time, God is also very worried.
但是同时神也非常的担心。
If I bless you that much, will you leave me after you have everything?
如果我这样的祝福你，你会不会有一天就忘记了我？
Now look at the problem of Laodicea Church.
我们来看老底家他们的教会的问题。
You said, I am rich.
他说，我们叫你富足。
But God said, you are very poor.
但是你们心里却非常的贫穷。
Now this is a contrast to yesterday when we talk about the church in Samaria.
这个是一个非常大的一个对比。
Chapter 2 verse 9。
在第二章的第九节。
God told Samaria church, I know your suffering, you are poor, you think you are poor.
神告诉士美拿教会说，我告诉你，你们很贫困。
But God said, you are rich.
但是神说，神在对老底家说，你们很富足。
God doesn't look at your bank account.
神不看你们的不看我们的账户。
God doesn't look at how many stocks or houses you owned.
神不看我们有多少套房子，多少的股票。
So-called net worth.
也就是神不看我们的个人的这个净资产有多
少。God look at heavenly. Heavenly, are you rich?
神在意的是他在天上看我们的资产有多少。
So Samaria church, in humans' eye, they are super poor.
所以在世人的眼中，士美拿教会是一个非常贫困的教会。
In God's eye, they are very rich.
但是在神的眼中，他们非常的
贫困。Now, this comes the opposite.
但是到第三章就变得相反。
Laodicea church, they say we are very rich.
老底家教会他们说我们很富有。
But God said you are very poor.
结果神对他们说你们很贫困。
There was one time there was a pastor go to visit a member who hasn't come to church for a long time.
那有一次传道去拜访一个很久没有来教会的信徒。
He is sitting in his big office.
那他就坐在他的大豪华办公室里面。
Because he is very well off.
因为他非常的非常的有钱。
But he also very busy. Didn't come to church that much.
那他也因为太忙了，所以就不常来教会。
And the pastor go into his office.
那这个传道就进到了这个办公室里面。
Sit down and try to have a chat.
那就尝试要跟他来聊天。
And then the member said to the pastor.
然后这个信徒就对传道说
，He didn't even ask the pastor why you come today.
他甚传道甚至都还没有开口问，或问他为什么。
He think he knows。
这个信徒就觉得他知道为什么传道会来找他。
From his suit, he's been a checkbook。
然后他就把手伸进他的西装里，拿出了一个支票的这个账本。
Pastor, the church need money。
他就问传道说，传道教会是不是缺钱？
How much?
需要多少钱
？How much？
要你跟我说多少
？Why did he do this？
那为什么他要这样做
？He think the pastor today come is asking for donation。
那他认为今天传道来找他是要向他要钱。
The pastor say no, I'm not asking for your donation。
那传道就说不是，我不是要叫你来奉献给教会。
You haven't been the church for a long, long time。
传道说我已经好久好久没有在教会看到你。
You are very far from Lord Jesus Christ。
你已经离主耶稣太远了。
You have to wake up, you have to come back。
你需要警醒，你需要醒过来，赶快回来教会里面。
This member think that he's very rich。
这个信徒觉得他非常的富有。
As long as I offer，
只要我有奉献
，it's okay，
这就 OK 了。
But it's not okay。
但是这样不是 OK 的。
What is our problem today？
我们今天面对的问题是什么
？Our problem is that we thought we are okay。
我们的问题是我们自我感觉良好，觉得我们都好。
Especially if you live in the rich area，
尤其是当我们住在一个很富足的地方的时候。
Especially if your life has already entered a very smooth stage，
或是当我们的生活已经非常的顺遂。
All we are thinking about is work。
我们所想的都只有工作。
How can I keep my job？
我们如何保住我们的工作
？How can I earn more money？
我们如何赚更多的钱
？I can take this work and then get the salary. Where do I invest？
当我赚了有这个工作，我有很多的钱，那我要去哪里投资
？And then I think about where's my vacation。
那接着就想说那我要去哪里度假
？Now that you tell members to take a few days off to go to NYTS is not easy。
那现在你要叫一个信徒去请假去参加神训班是非常不容易的。
I've been to NATS in USA for a few times。
我来参加过几次成人美国的神训班。
I was very touched。
我非常的感动。
They are very fervent. They seeking the Lord。
他们这些信徒非常的火热，他们要来努力的追求神。
But most of them are old people。
但是大部分都是一些比较年长的信徒。
At the beginning, especially。
尤其是当是在这个神训班的前几天的时候，前几年的时候
，a lot of old people retiring, even 80 years old, 70 years old, they still attend。
很多退休，不管是70岁、80岁，这些老信徒都会来参加这个神训班。
Even sleep in the ground, share the room with 10 people。
那他们愿意睡在地上，然后跟10个人一起共用一个房间。
They're really fervent。
这是他们热信仰非常的火热。
But where is our middle age？
但是我们的中年人呢
？They're very busy。
那他们太忙了。
They're very rich。
他们很有钱。
However, spiritually, maybe this is where we start to have our problem。
但是虽然他们很有钱，但是在信仰上，这就是我们灵性出问题的地方。
When I go to Africa，
当我去非洲旅行的时候
，Their income is really, really low。
他们的收入非常的低。
Even today doesn't haven't make much change。
那就算今天他们也没有太多的增长。
They survive on $1 a day, and some people even make less.
那他们一天只能花$1来生活。
Because this is their income.
因为这就是他们平均的所得。
They depend on the field,
the
那个田
啊。
The farm.
他们因为都是种田的，所以他们都要仰赖这个田地所。
Now the life is even tougher.
那现在这个时间他们的生活更加的艰难。
Brother Chad just come back from East Africa. He will tell you.
Chad 弟兄刚从东非回来，他会告诉你
，All the crops because of global warming, the drought persists in a lot of part in Africa.
那所有的作物因为干旱，因为地球暖化，所以现在就越来越难收成。
Can you imagine if your field, if a farm did not harvest well this time?
如果你可以想象，你有好多块田，但是都没有收成。
This means next 4 months or 6 months.You are lacking of food in your house.
那就代表接下来四个月你就会都没有食物可以吃。
And then you are lacking cash because you cannot sell.
那不仅是你自己吃不饱，你连要卖出去的这些作物都没有，所以你也不会有钱。
You're going to suffer.
你就会受很多的苦难。
A lot of family, one meal a day, one meal.
那好多的教会的家庭里面，他们一天就只能吃一餐。
Today, what do we worry in America?
那今天我们在美国，我们担心的是什么
？We are not worried about one meal. We worrying we eat too much meal. We want to skip a meal.
我们都不是担心说我们吃没有饭吃，我们都是担心我们吃太多有高血压。
We worry about our weight。
我们很担心我们的体重
，right? Whether we look good or not。
担心我们吃太多变得太胖不好看。
We only worry about the school my children is a good school or okay school。
我们担心我们去的这个学校有没有竞争力是不是好学校。
But people there in those poor country。
但是这些在比较贫困的国家里面，他们这些信徒，
they worry about where is the food I put tonight on the table。
他们担心的是今天晚上我的下一餐在哪里。
My children don't have school fees next month. They're going to send back home。
他们担心的是下一个学期我缴不出学杂费，我的小孩没有办法去上学了。
If my children go sick and go to hospital, no fee to pay, they send you home。
如果我的这个小孩生病的话，他去住院，我就没有钱来让他去看医生。
But even if they are in such a difficult situation,
那虽然他们的处境非常的艰困
，but they always maintain the faith。
但他们都持守住了他们的信仰。
That's why I love going there, even though the journey is very long。
那这也是我非常喜欢去非洲的原因。
Because every time I go there, I don't encourage them; they encourage me。
因为每次我去非洲的时候，都是这些信徒来鼓励我，不是我鼓励他们。
They can walk hours to go to church。
他们都愿意走好几个小时的路来参加聚会。
Just to save 25 cents so that old people can walk 2 hours。
那就是只为了要省这个25分钱，然后他们愿意花两个小时。
But they go to church, they never complain。
那他们就愿意走两个小时，然后他们去教会，他们从来不抱怨。
But they never complain, Pastor, you speak too long。
他们从来不抱怨说说传道你讲话讲太久了。
The first time I go there。
我第一次去的时候
，The pastor told me you cannot stop。
传道跟我说你不可以停。
Why？
我就说啊什么
？I only have bullet for 50 minutes, right? My bullet， 我的子弹啊 ，my sermon means。
我说我的子弹就是我的准备的这个讲道只有50分钟。
He cannot say you must go on 2 hours。
然后
I'll show you。
那边的传道就跟我说不行，这个50分钟不够我告诉来示范给你看要怎么一直讲下去。
Wow, and then he talked 3 hours one sermon。
然后这个传道他一讲就讲了3个小时。
I was sitting there just like yesterday in Pacifica.
我
no good comfortable chair.
我就坐在下面，像昨天在这个太平洋教会，但是没有这么好的椅子。
They only have the bench.
他们只有很简单的板凳。
I try to not fall at the back because if I fall at the back, I'll hit my head.
那我就要很小心，我不要往后仰，不然就会撞到我的头。
But they all sit on the bench listening for 3 hours.
那所有的信徒都非常的火热，然后坐在板凳上，然后努力的听3个小时。
哇 ，3 hours！
我想想看，3个小时。
Because the pastor said you cannot break. If they break, they go home.
因为传道就说你不可以休息，因为你一休息，他们就会回家了。
So try to speak longer.
所以你要尝试的就是尽量讲越久越好。
But because they are thirsty for the truth too.
但同时，因为这些信徒都非常的渴望
真理。Right, they don't get missionary to go there all the time.
他们不是每天都会有传道来跟他们讲
道。Of course, they don't have online sermon. They don't have data at that time.
那当然，那时候他们没有网络，没有办法看线上的聚会。
Every time a convention, every time a Sabbath day, every time missionary come, wow, so precious.
每次有特别聚会，有传道人员来，都是非常宝贵的机会。
That's why so many miracles, so many signs, so many powerful things happen there.
那也是因为他们信仰非常的火热，所以神给他们很多的神迹跟见证。
They want, they're fighting to hold a convention. They're fighting to hold activities.
那他们都非常的努力来举办这样的
activity, come to our church, come to our church,
来举办这样的特别聚会，然后努力的邀请大家一起。
Sometimes even don't have a chapel.
那有时候他们甚至没有一个会堂。
Just make a temporary structure on the tent.
那甚至只是临时搭一个帐篷。
And then they hold a 1 week convention there.
但是他们也是在帐篷里面举办一个礼拜的一个特别聚会。
But look at in the modern world, in the developed world.
但是当我们看我们在今天发达中国家中的教会。
Compared to them,
跟这些跟他们相比
，we are very poor.
我们非常的贫穷。
Why?
为什么
？We don't evangelize.
因为我们不传道。
We focus on thinking about the material things. We don't think about the soul of the people who are lost.
我们没有在想说这些迷失的灵魂，我们只享受追求物质上的生活。
We have a car sitting in the garage.
我们有一台车在我停车车库里。
A lot of cars, your car, nice car, especially in California.
在加州，大家神都让信徒都开很好的车。
Whether it's a gas car or electric car, a lot of cars are very nice.
我们有油车，然后有很多电车。
The car is sitting in the garage. You just sit there and then you bring it to the church, right?
我们就是看着我们开着好买的好车，然后就开着我们的车来教会。
You don't even have to walk 10 steps.
你甚至连台阶都不用走。
But you say, Friday night, I want to relax at home.
然后你可能就说，上班好累，星期五就在家就躺在沙发上就好了。
Right, Saturday I go half day。
星期六也好累，那我就去半天就好了。
I thinking about my dog. My dog.
我
my dog cannot. I cannot call whole day because my dog is waiting for me.
就是因为我的小狗它太需要我宠爱它了，所以我只能离开它半天。
You need to go outside and unleash him the toilet.
我需要带他出去，让他可以就是遛狗，然后让他上厕所。
Is this how you love Jesus？
这是你怎么？这是你用这样的方式来爱
神吗？ Is Jesus not compared to your dog？
神连你的狗都不如吗
？Isn't it？
是这样。
Although you have everything, although you have a big house, you think about getting a dog。
你有车有房，你就开始想要来养宠物。
And then you have a dog, you think that I have to spend more time taking care。
啊，当你有了宠物，你就觉得啊，我要花更多的时间来陪他。
Lukewarm。
你的
信仰不冷不热。They are cold. They still come to church, but the heart is not there anymore。
你不能说这些信徒他们的已经离开了神，他们还是有来教会。
So no wonder God is very worried. God is very jealous。
所以神很嫉妒，他也很担心。
Lukewarm。
我们看我们不冷不热的信仰。
Right, we have a nice chapel。
我们有个很好的会堂。
But activity don't come here。
但是尽管如此，有特别聚会，大家也都不来。
Send our children to go other places for activities。
我们要让我们的小孩赶快去参加其他的课外活动。
Don't bring them here. Too much trouble. You have to cook. You have to go to airport。
不要让他们去参加这些特别聚会，你还要安排住宿啊，坐飞机，好麻烦。
Send them away. Don't come here。
就让他们出去玩就好了，不要来这里。
Send them away to other place to attend。
让他们去其他地方参加，不用来参加这边的。
We can save so much trouble。
我们可以减去很多的烦恼。
Is this our attitude nowadays？
这是我们今天对神的态度吗
？Is it we are become lukewarm？
是不是我们的信仰变得不冷也不热
？But we think that we are okay。
但是特别注意的是，当我们还觉得这样不冷不热这样是 OK 的时候，我们很有钱，我们神祝福我们。
We lack nothing。
我们什么都不欠缺。
Yes, physically we lack nothing。
的确，我们物质生活我们什么都不缺少。
But spiritually we are so poor。
但是属灵生活上我们非常的贫困。
Then what must we do？
那我们要怎么改变呢
？We must wake up。
我们要醒。
We must repent。
我们要悔改。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon。
因为主耶稣快要来了。
Verse 18。
看十八节。
Verse 18。
我们看十八节。
Let's read together。
一起读。
One, two, three。我劝你们向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；要买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。Amen, Hallelujah. This is the three things that Jesus Christ tell the church to wake up and to buy these three things.
那这里十八节是主耶稣告诉他的信徒说，你要醒来，然后来买的三件东西。
Whether you have 10 houses, 2 cars, or stocks, or land, doesn't matter. Doesn't bring you to heaven.
不管你有10栋房子、5台车，还是你有一大堆的股票，这些都不能带你进
天国。They do not bring you to heaven.
这些没有办法让你上天堂。
Sometimes they even drag you down.
甚至他可能会把你拖下进去地狱。
If you want to go to heaven, you have to reach your destination.
如果你想要进天堂来达到你的目的地。
Your pocket, your backpack in your heavenly journey must have these three things.
那在你信仰的路上，你需要准备这三样东西。
Today, a lot of people bring your backpack, right?
今天很多人都带自己的背包来。我们往里面看，你们带了什么
？Do you have a backpack going to church?
你有带背包来教会吗
？When we were young, we were told if you go to church, you have to bring your Bible back.
我们
圣经袋。
小时候，我们的教会都会跟我们说，你去教会，你就要带你的圣经袋。
Let me do a survey. How many of you ever bring your Bible back? Raise your hand.
我们可以调查一下，今天谁有带自己的圣经袋来
？Bible bag 啊，圣经袋啊 ，you have to bring a real Bible.
你需要带真的这个书本的圣经。
Don't say that your Bible is in the cell phone.
不要说我的。
From now on, no more.
不，从先开始不要再这样讲了。
Because you get distracted using your cell phone read Bible.
因为你会太分心，就用你的手机来读圣经。
And the council member, when we do announcement, don't use cell phone.
我们职务会来报告的时候，不要用手机报告。
Why? It doesn't look good.
因为这看起来不好看。
Doesn't look professional.
看起来不专业。
Right? Do you see the White House people announcement say today? You know what? Our president is going to say to.
你会看那个在白宫里面，然后那个发言人他就拿出了他的手机，说
：“Council member, doing announcement, don't use cell phone。”
就不要，他会觉得很不好看，说：“这个发言人怎么就拿一个手机
？”When you do prayer, understanding, do not read from the phone。
如果你要做悟性祷告，不要拿着你的手机。
Write in the paper。
那写在一张纸上。
Or memorize it。
或者你就把它记起来。
Right, get away from your phone when you come to church。
来教会就要把你的手机放在一边。
So bring your Bible back。
所以我们带回我们的圣经。
One number one, Bible inside。
那第一个就是你要带你的圣经。
Number two, hymn book inside.
第二个你要带你的赞美诗。
Of course, you say the hymn is too small. You read from iPad, okay? But bring a Bible.
你当然可以说这个赞美诗上的字太小，你可以看iPad.
Bring a notebook.
带你的圣经跟你的笔记本。
This is my notebook. When Pastor Liang, when other pastor say, I write.
就是你可以来这聚会的时候来做笔记。
But of course, heavenly journey, your bag need these three things.
但是在信仰路途上，你的袋子里需要这三样东西。
What is it?
是什么呢
？First, you have to buy gold, refined gold.
那第一个是要火炼的金晶。
You need to have gold to walk this journey.
你需要有火炼的金子来支柱你来。
That is a faith being tested.
那这个火炼的金子就是你受过试炼的信仰。
Just like in First Peter tell us.
就像彼得前书告诉我们。
You go through all the trials, your faith can become more precious than gold.
当你的信仰经过了火的试验，你就比金子更可贵。
We don't have gold today because our life is too comfortable.
今天我们没有金子，因为我们的生活过得太舒服了。
But if God put you into a difficult situation,
但是当神把你放在一个很艰困的情况之中
well, ，Thank God you are getting gold.
那我们就要感谢神。
Thank God, thank God. I don't like trials, but this is needed for my journey.
那虽然我不喜欢经过试炼，但是我需要这样试炼才可以有这样的金子。
Secondly,
第二个
，you buy white clothes.
我们要有洁白的衣裳
，white garment，
要白衣。
Check about our deeds, our behaviors。
这个就是代表我们要检查我们自己的内心。
Is our heart white? Is our heart pure?
我们内心干净圣洁吗
？Is our deeds pure?
我们的心里是干净纯洁的吗
？We are true Jesus Church, true, the true Christian.
我们是真耶稣教会的信徒，我们是真的信徒。
Do we have true deeds?
我们有真的这个心吗
？True behavior.
有真的行为吗
？True love.
有真的爱吗
？True humanity.
有真的人性吗
？Do we have true?
我们有真实在我们心里吗
？Do we have true garment, white garment?
我们有这个真实的白衣吗
？Or do you come to the church naked?
还是你只是赤身露体来到教会
？Of course, nobody will come to the church naked, right?
当然不会就是真不会有人裸体来上教会。
But spiritually, are you naked?
但是你灵性上你是不是你一丝不挂
？But the most important thing here, third thing is buy the eye medicine.
那最重要的是最后第三个，就是你要有买眼药来擦你的眼。
You know, our problem is we are problem with the eyes.
那最重要的问题就是我们眼睛出了问题。
A few years ago, I went to Africa.
几年前我去了非洲。
After I came back,
当我回来的时候
，I have a very bad eye infection.
我的眼睛就感染了非常。
My eyes were so red and swollen.
然后我的眼睛就肿了很大一颗。
From the left eye to the right eye.
然后我两只眼睛都肿起来。
I almost go blind.
那我差点失明
，really cannot see
啊，我什么都看不见。
When I walking to see the doctor, my wife to carry me like an old her grandfather.
那我的妻子带我去看医生的时候，就好像搀扶，好像我是他的
I cannot see
啊，我是什么都看不见。
Because my eyes was blocked.
因为我的眼睛被挡住了。
So much infection, the virus.
里面有太多的细菌的感染。
And then there was a scale developed on the eyes.
然后里面就长了一个很大的脓包。
有一个茧，好像有一片东西啊，
有一个东西就长在里面。
On my surface，
就长在我的脸上。
So I see the doctor，
所以我就去看医生。
The doctor tell me don't touch anything。
耶稣那个医生就跟我说你什么都不要碰。
Because my whole body may be virus。
因为你可能这个细菌病毒已经感染到你其他地方。
And then make open my eye using the machine。
那这个医生就用一个机器来打开我的眼。
And then I try to scratch my eye from the scale。
那他就用一个东西来刮我的眼皮，
哇 ，so painful，
那真的是很非常的痛。
But thank God, after he scared it, I see it more clearly.
那感谢神，他把这个脏东西刮出来以后，我就可以清楚的看了。
Can they give me eye drops?
那他也给了我几滴的眼药水。
Every day, morning, afternoon, at night.
那每天早上、中午、晚上、下午都要来点药水。
So painful.
非常的痛。
But thank God, after a few days.
那感谢神，经过了几天。
Right, I can see better.
我的视力就越来越清晰。
Because if your eyes is infected,
因为如果你的眼睛受到了感染
，they are scale, they are dirty things, or they are the thorns in your eyes, you cannot see.
如果长脓、长茧，然后或是有没有脏东西，你就看不见。
You have to use eye medicine.
你就要用眼药水。
Today, what is our eye medicine?
今天我们灵性上什么是眼药呢
？Is the word of God.
是神的话语。
Is His Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Today, our eyes already blinded by the world.
今天我们的眼睛已经被世上所迷惑
，blinded by interest, blinded by material，
被我们自己个人的私欲，被这些物质生活来遮挡
，blinded by our evil desire，
或是甚至被我们自己这些邪恶的意念来。
So we need to buy medicine，
所以我们需要来买这个有这个眼药。
These few days we are here, we are getting the medicine。
所以今这几天我们在教会参加聚会，就是在准备我们的眼药。
These few days we are asking God to forgive our sin, repent, wash our garment。
这几天我们祈求神来赦免我们的罪，来洗净我们的
白衣。We ask God to help our faith, just like it being refined.
来祈求神来帮助我们，让我们的的信仰可以得到更精炼。
Check your backpack spiritually. Do you have these three things?
那你要检查你属灵上的这个这个包包，你有没有这三样东西
？Don't tell God you're having a good job. You're having a lot of money in your account.
不要跟神说哦，感谢神，我有好工作，我有很多钱。
Do you have these three things in your bag?
你要在意的是说你有没有这三样东西存在你的包包里。
Is your faith real or in name only?
你的信仰是真的吗？还是名存实亡？
Let's sing a hymn before we pray.
最后我们一起来唱一首诗。
Let's sing hymn 237.
我们一起唱237。
After we sing hymn, we'll pray for the grace and pray for Holy Spirit.
那唱完诗以后，我们会一起来祈求灵恩。